제 영어 슈퍼 빨만 스파이바 저기서
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama
भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की रंतरा श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेत भक्तवृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा Srimad Bhagavatam is here. Yes, fifth canto. Narayanam namaskritim Naram chayva narotamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayana diraye Namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 25, Text Number 9 Utpati stiti laya heta bosya kalpa sattvadyak prakriti guna yad ikshaya san yad rupa drupa akritam yad ekam yad ekan atmam nana dadkatan uha veda tasvartma Utpati of creation stiti maintenance Laya, in dissolution, Hetava, the original cause, Asya, of this material world, Kalpaha, capable of acting, Sattva Adyaha, headed by the Sattva Guna, prakriti gunaha, the modes of material nature, yat, of whom, ikshaya, by the glance, asan, became, yat rupam, the form of whom, dhruvam, unlimited, akritam, uncreated, yat, who, ekam, one, atman, in himself, nana, variously, adat, has manifested, katam, how, uha, certainly, Veda can understand, tasya, his, vartma, path. If someone has problem with sleeping, it's recommended to stand up. I don't know. It's better if you stand up, you will be... Translation, by his glance, the Supreme Personality of Godhead enables the mood of material nature to act as the causes of universal creation, maintenance and destruction. The Supreme Soul is unlimited and beginningless, and although he is one, he has manifested himself in many forms. How can human society understand the ways of the Supreme? A purport by Srila Prabhupada. From the Vedic literature, we learn that when the Supreme Lord glances sa-akshata over the material energy, the three modes of material nature become manifest and create material variety. Before he glances over the material energy, there is no possibility of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the material world. The Lord existed before the creation, and consequently, he is eternal and unchanging. Therefore, how can any human being, however great a scientist or philosopher he may be, understand the ways of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following quotations from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adikanda 148.52 and 158.69 tell of the glories of Lord Ananta. Ki Brahma, ki Shiva, ki Sanakadi Kumara, Vyasa Sukha Naradadi Bhakta Nama Yandra. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Sanatan, Sanatan, Sananda and Sanat Kumara, Vyasadev, Sukadev, Goswami, and Narada are all pure devotees, eternal servants of the Lord. Savara Pujita Sirananta Mahasaya Sahasravadana Prabhu Bhakti Rasamaya. Lord Sri Ananta is worshipped by all the uncontaminated devotees mentioned above. He has thousands of hoods and is the receiver of all devotional service. Adideva Mahayogi Ishvara Vaishnava Mahimara Anta Inhana Janaye Sava. Lord Ananta is the original person in the and the great mystic controller. At the same time, he's the servant, he's a servant of God, a Vaishnava. Since there is no end to his glories, no one can understand him fully. Sevana Sunila Eva Sunna Takurala Atma Tantra Yena Mate Vaisena Patala. I have already spoken to you of his service to the Lord. Now hear how the self-sufficient Anantadev exists in the lower planetary system of Patala. Sri Narada Gosani Tumburu Kari Sange Seyasa Gayena Brahma Stane Slokavande. Bearing his strange instrument, the tumburu, on his shoulders, the great sage Narada always glorifies Lord Ananta. Narada Muni has composed many transcendental verses in praises of the Lord. Shristi Stiti Pralaya Satvadi Gyata Guna Yandra Drishti Patihaya Yaya Puna Puna. Simply due to the glance of Lord Ananta, the three material modes of nature interact and produce creation, maintenance, and annihilation. These moods of nature appear again and again. Ativitya rupa satyanadi mahatva tatapyanantahaya ke puchesatatva. The Lord is glorified as one without a second and as the supreme truth who has no beginning. Therefore, he is called Anantadev, unlimited. Who can understand him? Shuddha Sattva Murti Prabhu Dharena Karunaya Ye Vigrahe Savara Prakasha Sulilaya. His form is completely spiritual, and he manifests it only by his mercy. All the activities in this material world are conducted only in his form. Yanhara Taranga Shiki Simha Mahavali Nijajana Mano Ranjehana Kutuhali. He is very powerful and always prepared to please his personal associate and devotees. Ye Ananta Naamera Sravana Sankirtane Yete Mate Kene Nahi Bole Yete Jane Ashesha Janmera Vanda Chindesai Kshane Ata Eva Vaishnava Nakchade Kabu Tane. If we simply try to engage in the congregational chanting of the glories of Lord Anantadev, the dirty things in our hearts, accumulated during many births, will immediately be washed away. Therefore, a Vaishnava never loses an opportunity to glorify Anantadev. Sesha vaye samsarera gati nahiara anantera name sarva jivera udara. Lord Anantadev is known as Shesha, the unlimited end, because he ends our passage through this material world. Simply by chanting his glories, everyone can be liberated. Ananta Prithivi Giri Samudra Sahite Ye Prabhu Dharena Gire Palana Karite. On his head, Anantadev sustains the entire universe, with its millions of planets containing enormous oceans and mountains. Sahasra panara eka pane binduyena ananta vikrama na janena archhena. He is so large and powerful that this universe rests on one of his hoods, just like a drop of water. He does not know where it is. Sahasra Vadani Krishna Yasa Nirantara Gaite Achena Adideva Mahidara. While bearing the universe on one of his hoods, Anantadev chants the glories of Krishna with each of his 1,000 mouths. Gayena Ananta Sri Yashera Nahi Anta Jaya Banga Nahi Karu Tondri Balavanta. Although he has been chanting the glories of Lord Krishna since time immemorial, he has still not come to their end. Adya Piha Sesha Deva Sahasra Srimuke Gayena Chaitanya Yasa Anta Nahi Deke. To this very day, Lord Ananta continues to chant the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and still he finds no end to them. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Pachalam Pangulangayati Grim Yat Kripata Mahambandi Shri Gurum Dinataranam Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Chapditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare. So welcome everyone to Srimad Bhagavatam class. Thank you for coming. So the glories of Lord Ananta, it's a name, it's very loud. Therefore, I know I'm approaching the microphone. So everyone can hear. So the glories of Lord Ananta is called the name of this chapter. So therefore, his glories are being described. And in this particular verse, it is explained that he has many forms. So he's none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna, in his original form in Goloka Vrindavan, from there he begins to extend his mercy in so many ways to not only please all Nitya Siddhas, but also to please the Nitya Vadas, living entities in the material world. So he, from there, he's reaching us through different expansions that he has. And the first expansion of Krishna from whom all other expansion will come is Lord Balaram, in which Lord Ananta's Shesha is also an expansion, a plenary expansion of Lord Balaram. And the function of Balaram is to serve Krishna and also the living entities. He's the one who gives liberation, and he's also, we know, is the Guru Tattva. He represents the principle of Guru. And he came just not less than 500 years ago as Lord Nityananda. So Lord Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya, and Sri Balaram came as Lord Nityananda. And according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is no, it's not like Lord Nityananda is a plenary expansion of Lord Balaram, but he is Lord Balaram himself, in a more even merciful mood than Lord Balaram, because he is begging the conditioned souls to go back home, back to Godhead, especially by the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord. In the case of Lord Balaram, sometimes he manifested anger, transcendental anger, like in the case of Ramaharsana Sutta, in a very powerful way, he will indicate the importance of being humble to the devotees. And in that mood, he comes in Kali Yuga. Ramaharsana Sutta, he was reciting the glories of the Lord. He was a great sage, speaking to the sages of Namisaranya, but when Lord Balaram appeared in the assembly, he didn't pay obeisances. He just continued. And Lord Balaram wanted to teach the world how to give proper respect to great personalities. So he just approached him, and just with a blade of grass, he just touched him, and Ramaharsana Sutta left his body. A very transcendental way. And it's interesting that then Lord Nityananda came in the mood of the blades of grass. he then is killing all the demoniac propensities of the living entity by his humble mood of even falling to the floor, begging people to chant the holy name. Like in when he was preaching, sometimes people will feel embarrassed because he will start asking them, chant the holy name, chant the holy names. And people will start looking around and say, okay, I will do it. Finally. So I wanted, since we really need to meditate on who is Lord Nityananda, Lord Ananta, Lord Balaram. Srila Prabhupada could have translated different biographies of Lord Chaitanya, like Chaitanya Bhagavata, who are even come first than Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there are even others, like Chaitanya Mangala. But somehow Srila Prabhupada chose to, because he didn't have the time to translate all others, he decided to translate Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is the summum bonum of all the theology of Lord Chaitanya. Who is Lord Chaitanya? Who is Advaita Acharya? Who is Lord Nityananda? Is that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the others' biography built up, he's taken from all the others, especially from Chaitanya Bhagavata, but he's explaining the identity of Lord Chaitanya in a very concise way. The other biography we find more pastimes. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially in Adi Lila, the identity of each divine personality of the Pancha Tattva is explained, the Tattva. In Srila Prabhupada, he emphasizes the importance of understanding the identity of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda before we dive into the pastimes. In all the lecture, for example, from all the incarnation, like even Gaur Purnima or Janmashtami, and these different appearances of different incarnation of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada always start by giving the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And I always was wondering why he didn't just give the pastime, because many devotees were sleeping sometimes in his class. But Prabhupada always emphasized that. And since then, we see that all the our senior devotees, they always start by giving the explanation. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, again, we see here Sukadeva Goswami, when he's instructing Maharaj Parikshit, he started by the verse, he doesn't start by and telling here Maharaj Parikshit and start giving all the past. And he started, first thing he does is offer respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then he said the first verse, Srimad Bhagavatam, in which he established the whole subject of the book of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all his expansion, and how Vasudev, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, he is a personality and he is the Supreme Lord and the origin of all incarnations. So Srimad Bhagavatam itself starts by giving all this philosophy, and then it will be repeated many times. Like now, in this chapter, by describing the glories of Lord Ananta, again the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is established. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself established his own position of superiority over all living entities. So it's important to understand the greatness of the Supreme Lord. Why? Because we are envious. We have envy within us. And at least we understand who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we cannot take it. We need to hear the glories of the Lord, especially his glories about his opulence first, in order to be able, once we cleanse all our envy within us, then we can have a relationship with Krishna as a friend, or as a father, as a mother. But as far as we Nityavada is concerned, we first need to clean those propensity. Other, why the friendship won't be friendship? If we cannot stand the glories of the Lord, and we just want to have another great position in relation to Him. Those who are associates of the Lord, they have a very concise understanding of who is the Lord, but by Yoga Maya they are covered. So they just play with Him. They in order to provoke a deep connection in the relationship, they don't know that He's God. They just know Krishna has a great personality, very attractive, etc., and Balaram, very lovely. But they don't know the tattva. But this is not that, because they didn't pay any attention to the tattva. Like, it is explained that the sages of, in the time of Lord Ramachandra, those sages, they wanted to have a relationship with Lord Rama, and they could understand who they were. Sages, they understood who was Lord Rama, therefore they wanted to have rasa with him, but they couldn't do it in that, with that mood of Aishwarya and also with that bodies. So they prayed to Lord Rama, and therefore they became gopis in the next incarnation of Krishna, as Krishna. But that's an indication that in order to go to the spiritual world, first we have to master, to develop a taste for understanding who is Krishna. And that is the mood of our acharyas. And sometimes it may be, we want to jump, oh, this is all verses of, like, oh, I know this, I know the Krishna is great, but let me go to a section where it's more like stories like that. Okay, Vyasadeva, he knew that we are like that in Kali Yuga, and therefore he put a lot of stories, Mahabharata, etc. But there is always surrounding those stories, there is philosophy. That's Srimad Bhagavatam, full of description of the Lord, but in between there is always tattva to understand. So envy prevents a person to hear the glories of someone. Like, just think if you can identify any envy, or maybe not, maybe yes, but if you had that experience, you will notice that when you feel envy and someone comes to tell you, you feel envy towards someone who may be more powerful than you, and therefore you may be envious. When you hear something about that person, you don't want to hear that. That's the nature of envy. So you just want him to stop speaking. So in the same way, when we go through books, like Srimad Bhagavatam, or even Bhagavad Gita, when tattva is described, we don't want to hear that. Or we become and bored by that. But Srila Prabhupada and the great acharyas, they are in ecstasy, like in this purport of that Prabhupada is quoting Chaitanya Bhagavat. He's putting all these glories, indicating who is Lord Ananta, all the glories, when the Srimad Bhagavatam already described the same before. Because these verses of Chaitanya Bhagavata actually are more or less taken from this chapter of Bhagavatam. And some verses are similar, or almost the same, what was described before. So what is the need? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, what is the, he could start by enjoying the nectar of the pastime of Lord Chaitanya, but he actually is enjoying the nectar of the tattva of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And he, almost the whole Adilila is about the philosophy, and we see Prabhupada over and over is putting in the purports. So today I just wanted to continue a little bit in that mode because I think it's purifying to hear, and I wanted to read from the Adi Lila a few verses indicating the glories of Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda, Lord Anantasesha, who are the same personality in different features. So this is the chapter 5 of Adi Lila. And so all verses are amazing, but we'll just take a few. One is to show the mood of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and one he wants to establish. He explains these two, referring to Sri Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. These two are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself becomes the servant of himself. Krishna, because no one is better than him to be a servant. So that original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarshan. He assumes five other forms to serve Lord Krishna. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in four other forms. He executes the order of Lord Krishna in the work of creation, which is the Purusha avatars, and in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. In all the forms, he tasted the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balaram is Lord Nityananda, the companion of Lord Gaurasundara. So then, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami starts from the top of the spiritual creation. So he starts explaining the spiritual world. He explains how the Vaikuntha region is the resident of Krishna and all his different expansions. And from all these planets, he explained that the highest is called Krishna Loka. Text number 16. It's called Krishna Loka, and Krishna Loka has three divisions: Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokula. Sri Gokula is the highest of all, and is called in three ways. There are three divisions. Four divisions, sorry. Vraja, Goloka, Swetadvip, and Vrindavan. So then he described those glories. And then, Lord Krishna manifests his own form in Mathura and Dwarka. He enjoys pastimes in various ways by expanding into the quadruple forms. Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha are the primary quadruple forms from whom all other quadruple forms are manifested. They are all purely transcendental. Only in these three places, Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokula, does the all-sporting Lord Krishna perform his endless pastime with his personal associates. So only in Krishna Loka, Krishna is performing these pastimes. Then, in the Vaikuntha planet of the spiritual sky, the Lord manifests his identity as Narayan and performs pastimes in various ways. So the majestic aspect of Lord Krishna is exalted in the Vaikuntha planets, where the mood is of reverence between his devotees and Krishna. Krishna's own form has only two hands, but in the form of Lord Narayan, he has four hands. Although his pastimes are his only characteristic function, by his godless mercy, he performs one activity for the fallen souls. He delivers the fallen living entities. Then, outside the Vaikuntha planets is the atmosphere of the glowing effulgence, which consists of the supremely bright rays of the body of Krishna. So now we are descending. So we were in Krishna Loka, where Krishna performed pastimes, then Vaikuntha, where there are in innumerable planets, but in all of them Krishna is worshipped as Lord Narayan, Vaikuntha. He's in different feature of four hands. And now the Brahma Jyoti is being described, a fulgence that is coming from the spiritual world, from the body of Lord Krishna. That region is called Siddhaloka, and it is beyond the material nature. Its essence is spiritual, but it does not have spiritual varieties. So, and then it is explained how in that bodily effulgence of the Lord called Brahma Jyoti is where the demons and the jnanis sometimes get liberation. So it's not the same for the devotees. They go to Vaikuntha, and like in Srimad Bhagavatam is explained, when Shishupal he merged into the body of the Lord, they are merging into the effulgence of the Lord. But now they not enter to the Vaikuntha planets. So in that spiritual, so beyond that the region of ignorance, the material cosmic manifestation, lies the realm of Siddhaloka. The Siddhas reside there, absorbing the bliss of Brahman. The demons, killed by the Lord, also attain that realm. In that spiritual sky, on the four sides of Narayan, are the second expansion of the quadruple expansion of Dwarka. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Anirudh constitute this second quadruple. They are purely transcendental. So then the mercy of Krishna is expanding through Lord Balaram till the point that he will reach the conditioned souls. So there, the personal feature of Balaram called Mahasankarshan is the shelter of the spiritual energy. He is the primary cause, the cause of all causes. This is text 42. Sankarshan is the original shelter of the Purusha, from whom this world is created and in whom it is dissolved. He, Sankarshan, is the shelter of everything. He is wonderful in every respect, and his opulences are infinite. Even Ananta cannot describe his glory. That Sankarshan, who is transcendental pure goodness, is a partial expansion of Nityananda Balaram. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he described all this in 9 verses, but now he's explaining each verse. As I'm reading all the, I'm cutting verses by sections of these verses. So outside the Vaikuntha planet is the impersonal Brahman. We read that, and now it will be explained. So the earth, water, fire, air, and ether of Vaikuntha are all spiritual, and there are no material elements there. However, the water of the Karanya Ocean, which is the original cause, is therefore spiritual. The sacred Ganges, which is but a drop of it, purify the fallen souls. We read before about this whole section of 5th canto being described the material world, and it was described how the Ganges is entering. And the Ganges is just a drop of the Karana Ocean, which is all spiritual, and that drop of water is called the Ganges when enters in the material world. So now it will be described how Sankarsana then expands in the Purusha avatars, which are the expansion for the creation of the material world. And so we have the Karana Dakasai Vishnu, who is will be residing in the Karana Ocean, the cause of creation. So in this ocean, Lord Ananta is serving Vishnu as he's taking the form of a divine serpent with millions and millions of hoods and heads. And there, Mahavishnu is just breathing. And from his, when he's breathing millions of thousands and infinite quantity of universes are coming out of his body, from the pore of his body, as the dust is passing through the openings of a window. In the same way, through the openings of his skin are coming millions and millions of universes. And this is Lord Balaram also, that Karana Dakasai vision. And then he's entering into each of these small and tiny universes. And it is described here that these universes are like just like drops of water. He's so large and powerful that this universe rests on one of his hoods, just like a drop of water. He does not know where it is. It's like our hair, like we don't know. We become a drop of water here. We don't even think about that. So this is how insignificant is this particular, and all the universes in the material world. So there are, if one wants to read, I want to slow down now. If one wants to read Adi Lila, chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6, it's a good preparation before Gauri Purnima. Then in Gauri Purnima we can read the pastors. But it's a good preparation to, because it's explained who is Advaita Acharya or Nityananda. So here, finally, there are explanations of how the material creation occurs. I just want to highlight these three Purushas avatars again. So then Mahavishnu enters into each universe as Garbhodakasai Vishnu, and he sees that everything is dark in the universe. The universe, we can imagine, is just like an atom, just very tiny. But he enters there, it's another dimension, and looks like very, like really huge. And from his perspiration, he covers the universe half. And then again, Ananta Shesha served him as a bed. And from there, again, the navel, from his navel comes a steam of a lotus flower, and the lotus flower serves as the place for the first living entity in the material world. And then Garbhodakasai Vishnu also expands in every, enters in every atom of the universe, and he resides in the milk ocean, because he, from the stem there are 14 planetary systems within the stem, and there are oceans, everything, all this was described before, Srimad Bhagavatam. And there are seven oceans, and one of these oceans is the milk ocean. In the milk ocean there is an island, and in that island, Kshiradakasai Vishnu, who is the Paramatma aspect in the living entities, and in every atom, he's also residing there. And he's the one from whom all other the incarnation comes. He's the one to whom the demigod can contact. His place is called Swetadvip. And when there are disturbances in each universe, the demigod goes to that Swetadvip planet, which is in every universe. So therefore, Lord Brahma, when Mother Bhumi was distressed by all the evil forces in the earth, they went to Swetadvip to pray. They cannot see Srila Kasai Vishnu there, but they only can communicate through Wi-Fi connection, like through meditation. And then Lord Vishnu will respond. And different incarnations can come from there, like Kurma, Avatar, or etc. But even Krishna comes, it is explained here in this chapter that even if we were discussing before that it is explained that Lord Krishna came from two hairs of Vishnu, or sometimes we say he came from Shirodha Kasai Vishnu. So there are some schools, they say that Krishna is just an incarnation of Shirodha Kasai Vishnu. And in one sense, Krishna can be all. That's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can say also that. But the final conclusion is etechansa kalapunsa, no, Krishna tu bhagavan swayam, that the Krishna is the source of all these incarnations. And so therefore we understand that Krishna is the origin of all, is the Adi Purusham. And Lord Balaram also, there are Adi Purushams. And Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya also, they are not just simple incarnations or avatars. So they come. So in this way, by expanding in these different features, Krishna, through Lord Balaram, through the original Adi Guru, through the original Guru, is showing his kindness to reach us. And he's also making possible that we can enjoy in the material world. He's also, there's no way of enjoying either Maya or Krishna without the mercy of Lord Balaram, who in his feature of Paramatma, he is sanctioning every movement that we are making and every decision that we are doing in this material world. So so this, the descriptions of the glories of Lord Ananta, of whatever glory of any feature of the Lord when it comes to Tattva, it's there to, for many reasons, but one reason is to make a humble, to humble ourselves, because it's difficult to hear, because of envy, because the conclusion when we read all these things is that, who am I, finally? Like, I'm totally insignificant. It's, even this universe is like a mustard seed. And within that universe, the highest personality is Garbhodha Kasai Vishnu, in which Lord Brahma is just a very tiny living entity. So what the rest for us? Planet Earth is nothing compared to all different planets in the material universe. So we start going down, 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 down. For the false ego and all our pride, it's really hard. Like if we, for people who has an ability in whatever field, if there are writers, or there are musicians, or scientist person, sometimes they admire someone who is maybe greater than them, but somehow they need to feel that they are better than others. And even if they admire someone, there is always some envy there, and they admire because they want to become like them, because they know there are human beings like me. But when you worship the Supreme Lord, you know that you don't have any chance to become like him. When you admire another human being, there is a hope. That I also, especially in the new age books, they always say that everyone can make it. You know, like if you just focus and make your goal, and so whatever got this great personality millionaire, you also can become a millionaire, because you are also a part of God, and you have the same potency. But when it comes to worshipping Krishna, or even Lord, understanding about Lord Brahma or different demigods, then we cannot take it. We cannot believe those things, because there are many reasons, but the root is that we cannot be like that. We have to accept that we are different. We have been created tiny. We are just a tiny living entity, and that's a fact. And we can make many philosophies, but always we will come to that point that we have to accept that we are not Krishna. It would be nice to be, someone may think, but we are not. And we cannot become Krishna. I remember when I was a child, I used to think, like when I was like 7 years old, and I was going to sleep, I was thinking, why? I have to be like this. And one day, I didn't know, I wasn't sure about eternity, so I was thinking, okay, there is God, so He's eternal, and I am here, because I was raised as a Catholic, and I was thinking, and then I will die, and I will be nothing. Maybe I'm going with God, I don't know. But why is that such a difference? No? There is a supreme God, and I am just this living entity who I don't know, I don't even know if I will continue to exist, and maybe I will become nothing, and that's all. Of course, Krishna answered the question, not by second chapter, Bhagavad Gita. But this explanations are make us to really calm down and take our position. We're just simple servants. And so in different stages of evolution of our consciousness, we sometimes think in a different way, even in through the spiritual life, while we start advancing, or more like advancing, maybe we start getting to know how to relate with devotees and learning things, etc., to serve Krishna. And again, the ego feels some kind of massage again, because when we come to the association of devotees, for the first time, we feel very humble because we don't know anything. No? But it's humble, of course, part of Maya. And then we may start thinking again that we can also become great in this by making a devotional career. So at one point, maybe I will regain that because that tastes really nice for the conditioned soul. But again, the scriptures are there all the time, not preventing us, and even showing the great devotees like even Lord Indra, they also like committing the mistake. Oh, I became puffed up again, you know? And then Krishna destroyed the ego. Indrari vyakulam mridam. He came to destroy the enemies of Indra. So by the pastime of Govardhan, he destroyed. And Indra is just there to very kindly to show us our position. Like we never will be probably like Lord Indra here in the earth. So he's there to teach us through Srimad Bhagavatam that this is not the path. We can, even you can be a devotee. Indra is a devotee. And he's always been chastised when he become proud. So that's my point. Is by hearing the glories of Krishna, of this tattva, we can develop some humbleness in the same way, by hearing the glories of the devotees, all the pure devotees, we can become humble. And that's it. Finally, the conclusion of the scriptures is that in order to perform the ultimate activity of the living entity, which is the chanting of the holy name, you have to become humble. Trinadapi Sunichena, Lord Chaitanya resume. And in order to become like that, we need to hear about the difference between us and between Krishna and between those who are very lovely serving Krishna and us. Okay, it's time. Does someone want to add something? We have a couple of minutes. It's already 8:30 anyway. It's time for breakfast. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.